It's time now for the live broadcast of the Fort Recovery Community Good Friday Service, coming your way from Christ Chapel, the church with the red door on State Route 49, just down from the monument in Fort Recovery. Our radio broadcast this evening of the Good Friday Service from Fort Recovery is made possible by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also by Cooper Farms, and by the St. Henry Bank. And now to Christ Chapel for the Community Good Friday Service from Fort Recovery. And we have a very nice crowd on hand here for the Good Friday Service, held on Friday evening this year instead of 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we'll be going to Pastor Q here, who's the pastor of the Christ Chapel Church, in just a moment to begin the evening's service. Again, an excellent attendance here this evening at the Christ Chapel. So stay tuned. Pastor Q coming up here in just a moment. Obviously running a little behind here. Again, we're still waiting for the service to begin. The Good Friday service here at the Christ Chapel in Fort Recovery. Again, brought to you on the radio by Calp Pharmacy, St. Henry Bank, and also Cooper Farms. Should be starting momentarily with Pastor Q from Christ Chapel here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Good Friday service.
Thank you all for coming tonight. It is good for us to be here on this Good Friday, and we're so glad to be able to be in community together. We want to thank Rob Weaver and our friends at the radio station for broadcasting this evening. For those who are unable to be with us in house, you can listen out there. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for making that happen as well. So thank you to them. Just a note, before we get started, we do have an offering box in the back, and we as the Ministerial Association do take up a collection at our gatherings, and that goes toward, among other things, it goes to local needs. It goes to helping young folks from our community who are going into service professions. And so if you feel inclined to give toward that, the offering box is in the back. But we do want to welcome you. It is a sacred day today, and it's a privilege to gather and worship together. It's good for us to reflect on what Jesus gave us, what Jesus did for a world that he loved so deeply. What he did and what he gave for each one of us. It's not just for the world. It's for us personally. And together we will tell the story through scriptures, through songs, through receiving communion. So let us begin by inviting God into these moments together. Let's pray. God of mercy, God of grace, we thank you for Good Friday, when you displayed your love on a cross for all of the world to see. Lord Jesus, today we remember how you gave yourself willingly and completely to supply forgiveness and life to all who would receive in faith. So now in these sacred moments, we ask you, Lord, to teach us, to renew us through that sacrifice. Would you draw our hearts to your own this evening? We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. 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 At this time, we would invite you to stand as we sing together, Jesus Paid It All.
Thank you.
Tonight, we hear from the gospel accounts of Jesus' final day, starting with the events of that morning. But prior to these things was a final meal shared with friends. Anguished late night prayers to be spared from the horrors to come. The betrayal of being sold out by one of his own. An arrest, abuse, and sham trial at the hands of corrupt religious elites. The pain of being publicly denied by one of his closest friends and abandoned by so many more. By the time Friday morning arrived, Jesus had already endured so much. And yet, it was just the beginning of the sacrifice that he made for us. I'm going to invite Pastor Robin Owen to come and read from the Gospel of Mark.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Pastor Robin from the Wabash Valley Cooperative Ministry, which includes Trinity here in Fort Recovery, Trinity Lutheran, and also St. Paul, Washington Township, St. Paul, Liberty Township, and starting next week, Zion, Portland, Indiana. So it's great to be here with you, and I know some of the Portland folks are listening in on the radio. So a reading from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," said Jesus. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what they usually did. "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" Pilate said, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him."
One would be condemned, the other.
Jesus or Barabbas. One would be condemned, the other would go free. Which one would be spared? The one who healed the sick, who fed the hungry, who embraced the outcasts and spoke truth fearlessly, who was sinless yet showed love and compassion and mercy to the sinful, or a notorious criminal with blood on his hands. The crowd shouted their choice, "Give us Barabbas." How could they choose him? How could this pass for justice? The innocent dying in place of the guilty. But that's just it, isn't it?
I am the Barabbas. We are Barabbas. True, our crimes may not be the same, but it makes little difference. That was me standing there. That was us standing there. And as Jesus was led away to be punished, we were set free. Pastor Dave is going to read from the Gospel of John for us.
Hello, I'm David Nicholson, the minister of First Church of Christ down by Fox Road there on Union City Road. Reading from John, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him in the face. Once more, Pilate came out and said to the Jews, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and a purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and the officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him."
Laughed at. Abuse.
Mocked. Ridiculed. Laughed at. Abused. Jesus was humiliated.
Prophet Isaiah reports that he was
made into a public spectacle. A king. Crown of thorns. The prophet Isaiah reports that he was beaten so brutally that he was disfigured beyond human recognition. And he took it all willingly, without complaint, for us. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. He was rejected so that we can be embraced. He was condemned so that we can be pardoned. He was broken so that we can be made whole. In his wounds, we find our healing. Pastor David is going to read from the Gospel of Luke for us.
My name is David Porth. I pastor Fort Recovery and Coldwater United Methodist Churches. I'll read from you Luke 23, verses 32 to 43. Two other men, both criminals, were led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. And Jesus, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." And the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Hung up to die, held by nails between heaven and earth, in agony, bleeding out, Even then, Jesus' heart was to forgive. To reconcile a lost, desperate, broken world with its maker. Grace, like his blood, poured out freely in that place. And that grace is available to anyone who is willing to accept it, even to a convicted criminal in his dying moments. A man with no time left to change his ways, no time to make amends, a recipient of grace nonetheless. Grace is enough for him, for me, for all of us. Pastor Kate is going to read from the Gospels of Mark and John.
I'm Pastor Kate. I'm the worship pastor at Fort Recovery Church of the Nazarene. Mark 15:33-34 says, "At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?'" And in John chapter 19, verses 28-30, "Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit."
Pastor Brett going to read from the Gospel of Matthew.
"And at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and they exclaimed, 'Surely he was the Son of God.' Many women were there watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to take care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He had rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb."
Jesus' sacrifice on a cross changed everything. Wearing the weight of a world of sin on his shoulders, Jesus bore the fury of God's anger toward every evil, every injustice. He was cut off from love, from kindness, from mercy, so that we can receive him in abundance. So that nothing would separate us from God any longer, Jesus took our place. And with his death, he gives us life. Would you stand with us as we sing "How Deep the Father's Love for Us"?
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he would give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life, I know that it is finished. I know that it is finished. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
You can have a seat.
In one of his many letters, this one written to the Colossian church, the Apostle Paul writes this: when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Each of you should have received a piece of paper and a pen. If you did not, we have more in the back. Please help yourself to one, or just slip your hand up and one of our team will get one to you. In a moment, we're going to sing together. And I want to invite you to write down on that paper any guilt or regret or shame or trouble or weight that you may be carrying today. And then while we sing, fold it up and come and nail it to the cross. We'll have two lines, one on each outside aisle. I want to assure you that no one is going to be reading these papers. It is strictly between you and God. If you prefer, you can leave the paper blank and simply think about what it is that you want to leave there. Whatever the burden may be, know that we can leave it here, church. We can leave it here. Give it to God, because Jesus has paid our debt in full. He paid our debt in full. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. So as you are ready, come forward, write down whatever you want to, nail it to the cross. And would you stand as we sing these songs together, at the cross and nailed to the cross. Three, four.
place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you, I'm in all of you. Where your love washed white, I owe to you, I owe to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless. My heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. Together, church. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love red, red, and my sin was white. I owe to you. I owe to you. At the cross.
and accused by my regrets, and the devil rolls his empty threats. I will preach the gospel to myself. I am not a man condemned, for Jesus Christ is my defense. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars. The weight of guilt I bear no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Doubt and shame hang over me like the arrows of the enemy. I will run again to Calvary, that rugged hill of hell's defeat. My fortress and my victory. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars. The weight of guilt I bear no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars. Now I'm alive forevermore. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is finished, sin is vanquished. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All the glory, all the honor to my Savior, Christ the Lord. It is finished, sin is vanquished. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All the glory, all the honor to my Savior, Christ the Lord. When I stand before throne at last, His blood will plead my innocence. I will worship Him with holy hands and raise the song that never ends of Jesus Christ, my righteousness. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars. The weight of guilt I bear no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars. Now I'm alive forevermore. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for your sacrifice. We can never say those words enough. Thank you. Thank you for coming for us. Thank you for bleeding for us. Thank you for taking the weight from our shoulders so that we can stand here today and sing these songs and find joy and find meaning and find wholeness. We know that's the result of what you've done for us. We stand amazed in your presence, Jesus. You took something that looked so bleak, so black, so dark. From that you brought redemption. You're the only one that can do that, God. So here on this Good Friday, We remember what you bore, the price that you paid. Lord, we ask that you would increase our awareness. Draw us into a deeper appreciation of your sacrifice. Open our eyes and open our hearts. Not only to receive what you've done for us, so that gladness and gratitude can flow freely from us. Because you deserve it. You deserve all the praise that we can offer. Up here. Let's sing that together.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all. Jesus paid it all, it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. 'Cause Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in incomplete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. 'Cause Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. My sin had left a crimson stain, Jesus paid it all.
All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Amen. Please be seated. In a letter to the Corinthian church, Paul writes about the sacraments of communion. He says this, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.' It is fitting that on this Good Friday, we should remember and proclaim Jesus' sacrifice by receiving communion together. Jesus invites all to his table to receive forgiveness and grace. So this evening, I would invite us to take just a moment, church, to reflect on all that we have heard, all that we have sung about, and to prepare our hearts to accept this gift. If you didn't get a communion cup on your way in, please feel free to do so now. You're welcome. But let's just take a moment together to prepare our hearts to meditate on these words, the story that we've heard so many times, but it's so beautifully new. It's so beautifully relevant right here and right now. Jesus took away our guilt and our shame, the legal indebtedness, nailing it to the cross. So let's prepare ourselves to remember and receive together. Jesus, you invited us to come and receive what you have done, what you give so freely for all who would put their faith in you. And tonight, we as your people acknowledge our need, our ongoing need for your grace. So we open our hearts and we open our lives. Receive what you give freely. Churches, you are ready. Receive this bread that tells the story of Jesus' body broken for you and for me on the cross. Do this in remembrance of him, with gratitude in your heart, with faith in your heart. Ready. Together, let us receive this juice that tells the story of Jesus' blood that was poured out for you and for me to pay our debt in full, so that we can come to our God who loves us and be welcomed as sons and daughters. Come boldly into his presence, church. Receive this gift with gratitude and with faith in your heart. On this Good Friday, we declare with the scriptures, it is finished. It is finished. As we leave this place, let us remember how Jesus took the bad so that we can have the good. Amen. God bless you all.
You've been listening to the live broadcast of the Community Good Friday service from Fort Recovery, Ohio, at Christ Chapel on State Route 49, just south of the Monument in Fort Recovery. We hope you have enjoyed the Fort Recovery Community Good Friday service this evening, an annual tradition here on WPGW in Portland and Fort Recovery. Our broadcast this evening has been brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, by Cooper Farms, and by the fine folks at the St. Henry Bank. Again, that concludes this broadcast of the Community Good Friday service from the Christ Chapel in Fort Recovery.